Blog Talk Radio.
I think we lost Snow. She fell in the black hole of quietness. Hello.
Yeah, you are so quiet. I can barely hear you, woman.
So quiet. I can't do my porno voice if I'm quiet.
I know, and we need your porno voice.
Well, I guess I can try maybe putting the microphone in my mouth. Then.
That's so hot.
Yeah, because we're talking about sex, and that involves things going in mouths. And. I think
you're about right.
Myself. I did. I just distracted myself. Whoops. Okay. Hi, everyone. Yes. It is the first show in our week of sex. So just to let everybody know ahead of time before we really start getting dirty, because you know we're going to get dirty, this is an adult show. Adult as in an adult. Okay. No little ears listening. If you have anybody that might walk in, you might want to consider putting headphones on for this show because we're probably going to get really dirty. I mean, I'm here. Of course we're going to get dirty. You know? Come on. This is a Pixinista show. So we'll probably be talking more along the fashion side of sex, but I can pretty much guarantee you we're going to be perverted very throughout the whole show. I'm Snow White, who's always preoccupied with the idea of sex. Always. I distract myself a lot. Yeah, like thinking about like Jason Momoa and his little Khal Drogo costume and makeup and
That's trying to worry me with the obsession of that man.
He is just beautiful. Like, I don't even know. I liked him in Khal Drogo, I liked him in Conan, I like him, just him. The boy, he is just beautiful. I don't even know.
So long as you stay away from Keanu, we're good.
Don't
and like
have Keanu, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
I'm Snow White. Did I say that? Yeah, I'm Snow White. I totally distracted myself. Wow. Okay. And then we also have the boss lady, Corey/Gamenatrix, also. Hi, ma'am. How are you?
Really?
What?
Cut. Okay. Hello.
I called you the boss lady. You are the boss lady.
Cut. Hello, people.
She
Hello.
Is the boss lady.
Yes. Keep your hands above the desk.
Don't let her fool you. She's the boss lady, and she's absolutely dead sexy. But she won't ever let me touch, which makes me mad. But
it makes me sad.
Although I did get to molest the boobies a little bit. That was fun.
That was padding. That was not boobies.
Still, I copped a feel. It worked. And then we also have Miss Ginger Rocks, who have not been able to feel up lately or at all, which makes me a sad panda.
I know. I'm so jealous. Everybody else gets the action, and I don't.
I know. We'll have to fix that at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. As I'm sitting here drinking my water. Yes, we will.
Is it too hot for you?
It's way too hot. Anytime she gets that voice going, it's way too hot.
Yeah, I think we're going to all have to have a little bit of sustenance and something to cool us down because, I've been trying to do research for this show all day, and some of this stuff has really turned me on. So I'm like, hot under the collar, I guess.
Now, just so you all know, this is not just limited to the Gamer Girls Radio. There is a hidden section on the site that you can only get to if you are logged in, which means you have to create an account, and there'll be a little disclaimer at the top that says you're 18, because if you're not and you get in trouble with your mommy, don't come crying to us.
That's right, because as I said, this is adult, which means that we are going to be discussing things that young people really do not need to worry about. So if you're not an adult, please don't get involved with this.
Well, if you are wanting to be involved in it, don't involve us. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
And if you do get involved with sex at any age, be safe. I just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Safe, sane, and consensual people.
Damn right.
Goodness gracious. You know, so I was saving this for you two.
Uh-huh.
See, of course, this is Pixinista. We were talking about fashion and sex in games, but what they didn't know is I was going to get into detail about something else that you wear, especially in Second Life, that has to do with sex. That could be considered fashionable. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. At the excitement
about prim parts.
Oh, yes, prim parts.
Oh, my God.
I say that. I said, keep it
on. I don't think I've ever used them.
I do. I wear mine all the time.
I don't. I think they're just ridiculous. There's no point. Okay, if you're a girl in Second Life, there really is no point to having, like, a prim pussy. There is no point to
it. No. Not the prim. I wear the Excite stuff because, you know, you can make it invisible so that it's just laying where it's supposed to be. And that way I don't have weird things sticking through shirts and them type
still,
of things.
Still, it's weird to me. That's just weird to me. Like, I don't understand. Maybe it's just my role play background. And I would prefer somebody, you know, quote, touch me, but do it via text instead of, like, clicky, clicky, clicky.
Ah, you haven't been to the Excite store recently then and seen all the new advancements.
No, because I've given up on it. But,
yeah. Well, apparently somebody was complaining because you can now go in and do just that. You can customize, I think, infinite amount of responses. So you could just sit down one day and go to town and write out all kind of beautiful role play things to have to do with sex. And then when you clicky clicky, it'll be different every time. You could do that on the fly, have it coincide. Maybe a certain key you hit when you're role playing that'll make it, you know, go into whatever. So they've gotten really, really detailed at the Excite store with your parts. And in addition to being able to have them be invisible. Now, my most favorite new addition is the guy prim parts now that actually flops to one side if they're laying on the side.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Okay, no.
Oh, my God. I've not seen that.
Guys, I tried to play a guy for a little while, and it was in a very sexual sim, so I figured I'd end up nude at one point, ended up naked. So I had to get a cock. I had to get a prim cock. And I spent hours just playing with it. Like, I would make it, like, lay to one side, and then I would make it stand up straight, and then go flaccid, and then go to the other side. And I would just play with it for hours and hours. There's so many things you can do.
I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that was doing that.
Wow.
I know. It's fascinating. There's so much you can do with a cock. I had no idea. Like, I'm just fascinated by that whole thing.
That's
in real life,
too,
I'm fascinated. I just like playing it.
Yeah, because we don't have one, so it's like,
I know. And I'm like, oh, is this normal? Does this happen a lot?
Never with their mouth open like,
wow, I love you people. Y'all, oh my God, y'all crack me up.
I just like to, like, play with them and make them, you know, get longer and see what the shape is. And
yes. So, and they've also gotten more detailed about being able to color it to match your body skin. Oh, God, there's so much stuff that they added. They partnered with Token, and you were like, what the hell's Token? I don't really know what they've done before, but apparently they're a big deal somewhere. But they partnered with them when they were getting into the Gorian side.
Yeah, Token does a lot of the BDSM Slave Master stuff.
Yeah.
So, but when they once they did that and the role play started coming in, they really just kind of loosened up on what you can do, including the role playing and the. Oh God, there's so much. You have to be in the upstairs store. I'm like, my brain is trying to run over mentally every little thing that's on the wall now that they've added.
I actually just hit the sim, so I'm gonna walk in right now
if it's gonna let you.
I'm there.
Is it not crowded? Because usually, you know, that's
that place is usually lag best central.
Well, you know me and my great computer. I can handle it.
She would. I don't like you, so.
Okay, apparently you have collars, you have cuffs. You have chastity belts. You have, they're rezzing.
You see the pony girl.
You have pony gear. For those of you that don't know pony, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's where someone pretends to be a pony and you treat them as a pony. Like, you can have them pulling your cart. You can have them, you can, like, brush their tail, which is actually like a butt plug. You shove it up their butt and you brush the hair that comes out. They have pony gear. They have paddles and violet wands and crops and feathers. And I like this store. I like this store. Oh, and they have furniture. They have the stocks and the crosses and the
cases,
like,
and the platforms and the...
Yeah, I really like this store.
You could want it. They have it.
Now the cool thing,
just about,
yeah, the one thing I have always,
sorry.
Yeah, that's what I said, they have a cage. The one thing I have always loved about them is the other interactivity that they add in. Remember, we were teasing Ginger about her stuff being able to be ripped off.
Yeah.
And they were one of the first people to start doing that. And not just your clothes can be ripped off by scripts that they make, but you can pull people's hair. You can put in the animation so that it goes along with it. That's part of, I think, the problem why I can't find a good role play sim. I like to have the visual along with the person role playing, and most people are like, Snow is completely in the head. She says she's very sapio, so she doesn't need to see it. She's already seen it in her head. But I'm seeing it in my head, but I want to see it happen on the screen, and I want you to type it out. So I like when people actually put all that interactivity in there, including if you're playing a slave. I don't mind if somebody comes up and says, "So and so rips your top off," and then actually do it. So I can sit there and go, you know, because for me, it's like an interactive movie, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen next. That's fun.
I guess for me, it's like, I don't mind having to alter my appearance or something. If someone walks up and emotes that they're ripping my top off, I'll remove the top and it'll still be a surprise. I'm like, holy crap, what the hell just happened? I mean, I love that. For me, it's not about, in fact, I think, most of the time, I've had sex scenes and both avatars were still fully clothed, and we were going all out. I mean, like, pushing my avatar against the wall and, you know, going as hard as you can and ripping shirts and pulling hair, and we were just standing there, so anybody coming over would think we were just talking. But
see,
we were...
and that's what I think the part that I'm missing. I want somebody to be standing there and watch. And without the movement, they can't. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know what you're doing when you're sitting there. I've had one person that actually, when I was in Gore, that role played that way. I am a little bit of that. So I like them to walk up and see things. And, of course, some people get offended. Remember the guy I told you way back when on the docks or somewhere? I ran across him one night. Sherry left me and went to sleep. Snow left me and went to sleep.
I was tired.
And left her by herself.
Yes, and she was my mistress, and this guy grabbed me on the docks and had his way with me. But he did it all out in public, and he did the whole get on that post wall, get there, you know, so we could have the whole visual going. And, of course, some girl walked up, and she was none too happy. And she decided to IM him, and then he was copying and pasting what she was saying. You have to do that on the docks. He's like, this is a Korean sim, and this is what I'm supposed to do. And, yes, I'm going to do it. Leave, then, if you don't like it. Yes.
Wow.
So
see, I would kind of expect to see that sort of thing there.
Yeah. That and that's
for those of you that don't know Gore, which you really should if you've been listening to any of our shows, we talk about it a lot, because that's where Corey and I met, actually, in the Goreen Sim, and I spent a lot of time RPing Gore now. Actually, not really, because there's no really good Sims anymore, so I just kind of wander around. But anyway, Gore is a fantasy world based on the books written by John Norman, who is really a bad writer. He's not a very good writer at all.
No, he is not.
He is not a good writer. But his books are, basically, he pulled stuff from different cultures in Earth and made up his own fantasy world. It's like a counter-Earth, which is on the other side of the sun from the Earth. And it's supposed to be where men are dominant, all-powerful, and
Women's lib never happened.
Yeah, women's lib. If there was women's lib, they'd be killed. Really. I mean, Gore's a harsh planet. There's lots of sex and violence and honor and dishonor, and it's you know, it's a pretty hot world. The idea of it is great, although the books are just really, really badly written.
And, of course, you have the crazy people who think it's real.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Those people we won't talk about right now.
No, we won't. Not tonight. We'll let you guys off, at least until Thursday. So...
Those guys always ruin it.
They do.
Sorry.
So now they're another group of people, the Gorians, who, I shouldn't say they because I come and go every now and again. am I a we? No, I can't be a we. It's another group that a lot of the items and clothing in there is highly sexual, which is why I like my stuff to, you know, to be interactive. Also why you hear me say I used to pull Snow's hair down all the time, because I knew it was going to get a reaction, and I like the people saying something. That's part of the reason why I do that. And I know
she was trying to get me collared.
No, you would get collared. We were going to run away. No, that was not going to happen. I was going to be a slave uprising. And, you know, this is the funny part. All my girls, as y'all hear this, my girls are always like 8 feet tall, and Snow's little avatar is like 5'2". So when I said it was going to be an uprising, all I was going to do was stand up and be like, what? Because I was taller than every guy in the whole freaking Sims. Stand up, what? You're not collaring my mistress. We all going to die. So this is the what the hell was I saying? The drugs have kicked back in. Okay, yeah. So anyway, highly sexual gear and stuff there. Everything is, you know, see-through, all for the enjoyment of the guys. The horrible part is that there is no enjoyment from looking at some of you guys out there.
Oh, God. Okay,
no.
Can I harp on that really quickly before you get started?
Hell.
See, I got them both agitated.
Can I harp on that really quickly before you get started? Like, really?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, there used to be a time when it was easy to tell who was a good RPer and who was not a good RPer based on their avatar appearance. And you know I'm telling the truth, Corey.
Yes.
You know I'm right. Because it used to be, if a guy looked like he spent time on his avatar, if he looked like he, if he looked good, if the avatar was attractive, 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker could RP. Mm. You know, and not just, hey, slut, kneel, or something like that. You know? I mean, he could RP. He had presence. He had a certain je ne sais quoi, or whatever, however the hell you say it, that just makes me want to melt in my chair. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But as I was chilling at the Gore Hub, because I can't find any place to RP, so that's normally where you can find me, I was looking around, and I saw a bunch of guys that looked really good. So I kind of, like, sparked up a conversation, asked them if they knew where to RP, and they started talking to me in text speak, and they were just trying to call me slut and girl and IMs, and I just was done. I mean, if you're going to be bad at something, at least look bad, too, so you don't get my hopes up. Damn.
Gotta be bad. Could you at least look bad, too? I love you, Snow.
God.
Well, see, you hit the nail on the head across the board. As the technology gets better in Second Life, we get people, it's easier for them to look good. Mm-hmm. If I just typed in sex just on the marketplace just to see what would come up. Of course, all of the things that we mentioned before, the Excite stuff comes on, and some of it's on sale. But I've run across at least one to two people who have put together a whole package, which it has the Excite stuff. It has a whole skin. It comes with the hair, outfit. So the guy, when he steps in Second Life, looks like he's just been, bam, he knows what he's doing. No.
Yeah. No, not so much. Some of you people, no, y'all should not be allowed to dress yourself.
No. Now, the thing is, they're not dressing themselves. Like, someone else will put their avatar together for them, and so you get your hopes up. You're like, ooh, he looks hot. Maybe he really does know how to RP. Maybe he can speak proper English and use proper punctuation and won't like be like you girl and slut and kneel and I am the master or something like that. Maybe that's what happened. And then you talk to him and you're like, shit, really?
Look at my enormous 6 o'clock.
Exactly. Can you not tell how dominant I am?
I love y'all. Y'all crack me up.
Oh my God.
Here's another community that's also suffering in Second Life, sadly. We're gonna have to, something else is going to have to give at this point. Suffering not just from what they wear, but, well, a lot of it has to do with what you wear, is the whole Bloodline thing. I'm so mad at Bloodlines. I could just...
So mad.
Okay, so we'll run down quick. Bloodlines is, you know, the other large community in Second Life, where you buy a HUD, heads up display, just like you would if you were playing. You don't, you know, it comes with your World of Warcraft, but in there you buy it, and you decide you're going to be a vampire. So I love, again, the role play with the animations. I hate that every guy in, you know, have you all noticed the similarities between the vampires and the Greens and the bad ones?
Yes,
the really long hair, the dark hair. Well, except for in the vampires, it's the white hair.
No, it's not just the white hair.
No.
It's fluffy and flowing in the wind when it's the vampire.
No. Yes. What I've seen is the ponytail, really long, black. It looks like an oil slick going down their back. I can't even describe it any other way. The really bad, severe-looking skin, like it doesn't look natural at all. Mm-hmm. And, the eyes that are too big for the face, like doll eyes, and the I don't know, like they're hate, like they're, and the one thing that makes me laugh, I mean, every guy, I mean, you can usually tell when it's a guy playing a guy, because their package
is ridiculously huge.
Like Blaster.
Yes, their bulge is always ridiculously large, and you're like, are you compensating, or do you really have a small dick in real life that you have to compensate in real life or second life?
Now, see, this is the one time, guys, you will hear that women are actually become just a little bit visual. And it's odd because, I can't even say that. In the real world, I'm kind of visual. I have to be at least physically attracted to something about you first. And then when you open your mouth, so it's kind of you have to be like, not a triple threat, but a double one. You got to open your mouth and be smart, and you got to have some kind of redeeming quality. And in Second Life, there is no excuse for some of you.
Yeah.
You can pretty much come off looking really nice and for free, and then learn how to speak in full and correct sentences and spell out your words and use the proper usage of the word you are and your, because that irritates the fuck out of me. It is YOUR when it is yours, and it is YOU'RE when it is you are. Okay? Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
we're talking about there, and there.
Oof. And the bad part is there's translators. Another thing that you wear, because I'm trying to see my running theme.
Yeah.
Another thing that you wear that are horrible, that translates it wrong even.
I know. What is with that?
Somebody that was translating couldn't write properly. Is what happened with that. Now, let me ask you two. Have you worn the little bracelets that, you know, enable you to have sex anywhere?
I have, yes, and I have a major issue with it.
No, I have not. How does it work?
I have, and my issue is this. Since I am in gore, and every gore guy is, like, huge. I mean, really, in the books, the Gorian men were a lot larger than the women anyway, so my gore girls are always tiny. I mean, well, one of them who played Corey's mistress she's always been tinier than anybody else because that's just part of her personality. But, so I'm always tiny. The guy's always big. So if we pull out some pose balls, I'm like, and we start going at it. It's so distracting because it doesn't look right. Because I'm either, like, floating on air or, like, his pixel dick is coming out my back or, you know.
See, that's why he needs to get him an excitement, because the excite one is adjustable in the interim. You click a few buttons, bam, 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 it leads. Just
it is, you know, maybe they do need to invest in the excite, because that is distracting. That's another reason I don't like pose balls, is they are distracting. If we're talking about visuals. If we're talking about any kind of that, and I see, you know, like it's just not meshing, it's just not matching up, the poses just aren't working. It's just going to distract me. Oh, and God forbid that a guy wears a pixel cock that is the wrong skin shade.
Shade, yep. And there's, again, no excuse for that anymore.
There is not. It is so easy to do your skin shade. If I can do it, and I've never done that before because I don't wear prim parts, you can do it. And it's like, this one guy was gorgeous. Oh, my God, he could RP. He was fine. I mean, it was just like, I was like, yeah. So he wanted to use pose balls. I was like, all right, whatever. You know, I don't really care, whatever. So we started, and he dropped his man, and his pixel cock came on, and not only was it gargantuan, like it was going to split me in half, it was like 3 or 4 shades too dark. And I was just done. I busted out laughing. I couldn't continue.
I'm doing a face like I'm trying to understand.
I don't know.
You can't understand some of these people. Some of these people are just.
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying. Now, see, here's the thing. I don't know. I can't explain. I can't explain these people and their mode of dress or being wrong. Oh, wait, that's what I was going to tell you. Okay, so I ran across, there's a girl, and she just opened a new sim. And it is the equivalent of the dark alley place that you like to visit, Ginger.
No, I don't go to dark alley.
And nobody should.
I don't
should.
Go to Dark Alley. I go to Hard Alley, and okay. I go to Sinner's Alley.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of the
Dark
name
alley
of it.
Sucks my
it is. Wait. Is it Carnival or something like that? It has something to do with the carnival and stuff that goes on in South America during the summer.
Okay.
Bacchanal and Carnival, I think is what the name of it is. But you can tell the difference that a woman built this. Now, she's not great at landscaping and things like that, but because it's a sexual sim, she has everything laid out just so that it is gorgeous. Everything is adjustable. Guy I was with, really tall, I'm short. Everything was adjustable so that it looks normal. Everything is also hidden because when she... You know, when we first got there, she has a card that says, you know, the pose balls are there, but you're not going to see them until you click on something. And when you're done, put them away because I hate seeing that shit. It looks tacky.
It's so annoying.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
It was so clean when we got there, and it was very well built. There's like an underground area that's like a dumpster, you know, like kind of like Dark Alley, posters. But everything down there has sex balls in it, everything from the lamppost to the posters on the wall.
I'm going to need that landmine.
And she has also a private room upstairs where, you know, where you can close the curtains, you know, for the exhibitionist like myself. But it's not completely closed. You can see through it just a little bit. You know, anybody who happens by can see what's going on. And these are all poses I have never seen before, for the most part. But then I don't roam the sex sims, you know. I've been in there too long for it to be impressed by it, but
oh, well, there's one that I would want to mention, but it can wait for a little bit.
No, okay. Throw it out there.
Well, okay. I'm a little on the kinky side, for those of you that don't know.
No.
I know, and if you don't know, where the hell have you been, right?
No.
Anyway, so there's one sim that you guys we might have mentioned before, I don't remember, but it's Sensual Stoneworks.
No, we've not mentioned that one before.
Okay. Well, this sim, you can actually go, and it goes along with the fashion thing. You go there, they have... different types of lingerie you can wear. They have different types of cock for, like, the furries. In Second Life, they have different types of cocks you can wear. They also have statues that you can interact with. And, like, there's an ogre statue, and all of these things will fuck you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Junior. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I can't do this. I don't like the inanimate objects grabbing me. That scares me.
I do. I think
I hate
it's fun.
To admit. But
she likes it too. Both of you.
No. I've just had a run in with a dragon before.
Oh, the dragon is hot. Oroki? Oh my god.
I was not amused.
Let me tell you how I was not amused right before the show when I was taking my pictures, because we do have some featured people this week. We just haven't put it up for you guys yet. I was taking pictures. It was supposed to be a photography sim, and an octopus got me. I thought it was a rock. And it was. And I'm sitting on the rock, you know, and I'm posing all, you know, sexy for the, you know, taking pictures. And then it says, the rock begins to shake. I was like, rock? Oh, no, it's not a rock. It's an octopus. And then he grabbed me. I was like, son of a bitch, this is a photography sim.
Where were you at?
I don't, just
the only
say,
octopus I can think of is at NCI.
It's not NCI, because I was trying to get, you know, a couple different, some different backgrounds and stuff. So I went, I typed in photography, and I went to this first place, and it was a little askew, so I said maybe they're rebuilding, but I saw this rock in the middle of the water. I thought, oh, how pretty that would be to have on this lingerie and be laid out on this rock. How gorgeous it would be. The water was rippling, and then damn octopus. I was mad. I left. Too sweet. And
that is
wrote
awesome. I want to know what it is.
No, you do. But that's the only thing they had there, apparently, that was sexual. Everything else.
That's hilarious.
And then they have the nerve to have dance balls. I'm not understanding. Some of you people in Second Life are so confused about what your sim is supposed to be. That's why sims die. You cannot say, I have a sex sim, and then decide you're going to put, like, Christian stuff on it. It just don't work.
Wow.
you've seen that before? Does it work?
No.
Hello? Oh. I was like, have you seen something about it? Because, I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. I see people that cross up their stuff, their mode of dress. I've seen things like the back with the clothing. I've seen some designers that really make some really nice high-end things, and they put it next to a crappy something or other.
You know, I don't understand that either.
Location. Pay for the good places.
Yeah.
And then you'll get those high-end people. I'm not understanding. Because
I can tell you, if I go to like a mall or something, and the first thing I see is some crappy stall, I'm not going to look around the rest of the place. I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'll go somewhere else, because this is obviously not where I want to be.
See, people, location is everything, even in a virtual world. Now, I want to talk to the two of you about other things. Now, have you two of you, either of you, ever had cyber sex in other games where there is no pose ball and it's, let's say, World of Warcraft?
Yes.
No. No, I was too busy killing.
Really?
Really.
Okay. I'm going to say why to the both of you. Why did you and why didn't you? Well, you already said why you didn't. Why did you? No. What was turning you on in there?
Okay, well, again, it had nothing to do with positions, because obviously there's not really any sexual positions in WoW, and there wasn't any getting naked or anything like that. It was RP with a friend. You know who I'm talking about, Saj.
Oh, I was like, who's Saj?
Yeah, Saj, who is still my partner on one of my characters, by the way.
Yeah.
But we were playing WoW, and we met in Second Life, and we both found out we liked WoW, so we went to an RP sim. And we ended up playing Blood Elves, and I was just high and mighty and haughty, you know, highfalutin, and he was a low warrior or whatever, and it got really hot.
So the role play came in.
Yeah, he manhandled me, and it was hot.
He manhandled me. See, I don't recall ever having any cyber sex when I was playing those MMOs. Now, other games, the one I used to play on AOL, which was a Vampire One, Black Bayou, there was a whole lot of cyber sex going on with me. I think I had cyber sex with 3, 4, 5 different people a night. Why? Because I could do it in the main room, and everybody would watch.
Yep.
And I'd be like,
nice.
Who's next?
I'm not much of an exhibitionist, though. Like, that's the thing. I'm as kinky as they come, but I am not an exhibitionist. I think the most embarrassing thing for me was I was with Saj, and we were in the crack den. We were RPing there, and we were doing a sex scene, and one of our friends happened to walk by the house right as I posted the finishing, you know, when my character orgasmed and stuff. And she immediately IMs me like, oh, my God, that was the best post I've ever seen, and when are we going to hook up, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, God, I'm just going to crawl in a hole now. Oh, geez.
You didn't see that.
Yeah, exactly. Just pretend you didn't see that. God.
You didn't see anything. Put it this way. This game was very old school, so we weren't, you know, we were not in the same room as them. But everybody could see. And it was all in one chat room. This is real old school. Y'all, all in one chat room. So you type your little prefix or your little macro to show, you know, you're in whatever room. Or you're at, I was always at my house or somewhere, the bathroom or right. In the car or wherever it was. But talk about dress. My character was, and I always have some weird character, as you all have heard me say, Snow will tell you, I have characters that have some serious issues. So my characters were triplets, each of whom had some type of weird disorder, mentally crazy. And the one that I played the most was a 6'2" girl vampire who liked to kill people wearing a leather bikini and a long leather coat and stilettos.
Why do I find that hot?
See, it is hot. So whenever I play the game and I say she's getting ready to go hunting, they're like, I don't know whether to run from you or to run towards you. So even when the guys can't see you, it still affects them the same way. They still get the visual in their head. So why some of you are saying you're completely visual, not always the case for you guys. Sometimes just typing it out does it for you. And I put that on, and it was some sex going on in the parking lot, in the woods. And then I'd kill them if they were human. And they knew they were going to die. I don't know why they were talking to me, but they liked it. They wanted to die. Horribly.
They wanted to die.
They did. They wanted to die. Sometimes I do horrible things to them in the middle of sex. I'd be like, I'm done with you. Slice neck. Slice his arm off. Pull arm out of socket. Sucks meat off fingers. Those type of things. No, I'm not a murderer for real. Y'all just like to shock people. So they were disgusted. Did you have to do that? Yes, I did need to skin your penis while you were. So
yes, I did. Thank you.
Thank you. I know you would like it. Now, and is that the only other game? Any EverQuest sex? Any?
No. And the only reason I did it in WoW is because I knew my partner. The reason I would not do that in any other game, really, is because I have no guarantees that the person I'm talking to is an adult.
That's very true.
Yeah, and I really don't want to do that. So the only reason I did that in WoW was because I knew Saj from Second Life, and I knew for a fact that he was an adult. You know, because we had talked on voice, and we had, you know, really, we've known each other for, God, a year or something before we even did that, so.
Oh, you know, that's interesting that you bring that up. I think I've told both of you I had an incident like that where the guy fooled me, was very good at fooling me. This is why, people, you're very careful,
mm-hmm.
Like what Snow says. There's another game that I played, and we still have an interview for that up in our archives, Modus Operandi. If you like you some old-school text-based gaming, they're still around, amazingly enough. And one of the guys there had asked me to marry him, and we talked for a good year. And I was mm-hmm. he was very intelligent, very well-spoken. Told me he was a doctor. And that he was in his 30s, and we're just chatting away, and I'm all excited, and then, you know, we started to end up talking on the phone, you know. Well, no, I'm sorry, we had not talked on the phone yet, because there was no such thing as, you know, these, you know, Skype. Skype was not invented yet. And so we would talk, you know, email back and forth every day. I am on AOL, and come to find out, this boy was 15.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, 15, and I was horrified. Some of the stuff we were saying and doing, no. So now that he's all grown up, yes, I made some kind of impression because he still tries to talk to me. I'm a man now, Corey. That's good for you. In my head, you're still 15. So
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Right over there.
If I knew you when you were 15, you were still 15 now. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You stay right there where I can see you.
Yeah, I would be terrified of something like that.
As well, people should be. This is why they tell you if you're going to be cyber sexing, you got to be careful. It's not just a safer, I'm going to wear a condom online. You need to know who you're talking to. Back then, it was virtually impossible to find out. Now it's a lot easier, you know, especially with Second Life because, well, hopefully it says age verified on their account. They need to fix that. That doesn't always work
because, like
yeah.
I said, as I told you before, that one guy who was in a we were doing a sim based on Spartacus, and it was a very sexual sim, very sexual. Like, the party that I finally realized something was wrong, like, he was just weird, was an orgy, basically. And come to find out, he was actually 15, and he was in an adult sim, so it was a little odd.
Did you yell at him, boy, where your mama?
I did not. I muted him, because he had tried to hit on me, but I was like, you're a little weird. I don't think so, no.
Jay says it has to be live streaming video or it's not happening for him.
Come on, Jay.
Jay, you know you can't do that. That's called arrested. I have been arrested and your mama don't know you no more. You did what with a who? Oh, uh-uh.
Wasn't me. I don't care if that girl looks like me. Wasn't me.
Now, here's another interesting question to you all. How serious is... That's not what I was going to ask you. That's for Thursday. No, I was going to ask you... Okay, so, do you feel sexier when you're dressed up in your sexy clothes for your avatars? Do you actually...
Yes.
Do you dress sexy on purpose? Not just in Second Life, but all your games. Because, you know, we gripe about that a lot.
Yes. Well, where I can, yes.
This is my thing. There is a time and place for you to dress sexy. When I'm going out trying to fight some monsters and kill things, I don't need to be in, like, a lace bra and a thong. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You're different. But if I'm actually trying to initiate sexy time, then I want to look sexy, you know?
If I'm trying to initiate the sexy time.
Yeah, I mean, even in real life, if I'm trying to initiate sexy time, I'm not going to be in, like, sweatpants, no makeup and shit. I'm going to be dressed up. You know, like, put my heels on, get my skirt on, do something. Or maybe not wear anything at all, just heels. I don't know.
And Ms. Ginger, do you just run around naked? Well, look, why am I asking?
Why are you asking her that?
You know, I already know.
All right, I will admit, APB, my chick is as pretty naked as I can get her. Second Life, I tend to run around pretty naked. Wow, no. Well, And I probably wouldn't in WoW because there are way too many young children and
yes.
way too many teenage boys who already, if you sign into Vent and you're a girl, it doesn't matter your age.
They already immediately pop a Woody. Immediately.
Yes. I don't want to be the cause of ruined keyboards everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yes or no.
Okay, so I have to share since we're on that topic. So I was looking around, and I happened to type into Google sex and video games, and it brought up some interesting articles, which I'm probably going to do a piece of my own on and, you know, post it on the site. But it gave me a link, and I'm a little embarrassed that I clicked on this link. Okay.
No, I'm all interested.
I clicked on the link, and it brought me to this website where it actually had animated pornos. Which is, hentai. I like hentai. I do. I love hentai. But what really weirded me out was it was not hentai. It was porno of WoW.
I've seen those.
Yeah. The first one I came to was a female orc and two male Draene.
There is pretty much porn for everything on TV. There's Family Guy. There's the Simpsons porn, Marge and Homer. Some other... derivatives of that I would rather not think about, even if they are cartoon characters. Pick a TV show. Pick an animated TV show.
Yes, and it makes me feel very dirty, and, like, you totally ruined it for me.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you
there are two rules of the internet for this. There is rule number 34. Imagine if there is porn for it.
And there is.
And rule 35 would be if there's not porn for it, there will be soon.
Yeah, I agree.
So, okay, other thing is, how are you guys feeling about the crossovers? Because, as you know, if Snow's still in the Excite store, if you go over to the right side, if you're facing the front of the store, imagine, why do I know exactly where this is? Top of the store, right side. You can buy real-life toys for your Second Life partner to use while you are playing around in Second Life.
I think it's hot.
Yeah, I have to agree. That's kind of hot.
The reason I think it's hot is very simple. I am very, very picky about who I do erotic RP with. And I don't sound like I am because I sound like a complete slut. But I am actually very, very picky. I will not waste my time with anyone who does not turn me on. I mean, if there's something about you that I don't like, we're not going to have erotic RP. I'm sorry, we're just not. But if I was in a long-term storyline with someone or even an OC relationship with somebody, and they wanted me to get one of those things so I can be stimulated as the RP, that'd be fine. I mean, I would totally be down for that. I think it's hot. The only problem is, if I get turned on physically in real life, I can't type anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I will totally be like typos and herp de derp derp derp, I'm turned on. I mean, that's... I can no longer think if I get really turned on in real life. I have to be
and
like,
now,
okay, we'll have to finish this later. Give me a little
Miss,
to take care of things.
Now, Miss Ginger, do you like, you said you like the idea too?
I do, having been on a relationship where he was gone for a very long amount of time. Mm-hmm. We were separated, and it was kind of one of those, yeah, if that had been available, if we'd been able to use something like that. Yeah, I'd have totally gone for that.
But not for just casual sex, just roaming around Second Life and be like, hey,
no, I have an excite hood.
I have an excite toys.
No. I know plenty of people that I associate with. Yeah.
That would totally do that. Yeah, I know that too. Yeah.
But no, that's just not for me. Sorry. I don't want to encourage some of y'all. Some of y'all are like, ugh. I don't care how many times I say no or how I say it, even.
I don't think they care. We are about to run out of time on the air. Are we continuing to speak, girls, or are we going to say goodbye? Or are we going to the other side, break on through to the other side? I'm letting
you know. Well, I had a few things I wanted to mention about other games.
Well, you can. Okay, so guys that are listening live, we're going to go to streaming. So probably you have to download this to hear whatever Snow's going to tell us about. And it's probably going
to
be juicy.
I can't wait to hear.
So if we shut off in the middle, you'll be all right. Download the rest. And then you can hear what she got to say. Okay, now tell us.
Okay. All right. Well, it's not really that juicy. I just didn't want to say that, you know, get people to download it anyway. But, all right.
Even.
Well, okay. I wanted to say that when I was doing my research, it occurred to me that people's idea of sexy ranges widely from game to game. Like, there was one, oh, God, what the name of it? What the hell was the name of it? Hold on. I have it open. Oh, geez Louise. Mass Effect.
Okay, yeah.
Mass Effect, the reason I like Mass Effect for me is not only can you individualize your character, but you can choose who you want to have sex with. And it's not only humans, it's aliens too.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can actually get it on with aliens. And I think that's awesome. And it just kind of tells where, how far sex and game has gone. Because you went from Custer's Revenge, which was like the worst ever game at all. The whole point of it was to have a naked General Custer go and rape a Native American woman who was tied to a stake. That was the point
of the
game.
What the hell?
Yeah. It was an Atari game. I forget when it came out, but it was like 8-bit Atari. You could see his cock pointing straight up, and he was going after a naked, busty Native American woman.
Did she skin him?
You know what? I would have loved to see that, but no, of course not. It was a very misogynistic game, but whatever. And then you get down to Mass Effect 2, where you have strong, beautiful women, you know, and strong men of all types of races and species, and they're getting it on together. Man, I love that. That is awesome. And also you have, like, Dragon Age, where you can
Dragon Age is my thing, yeah.
Oh, God, it's awesome. Where you can have guys hooking up with guys and girls hooking up with girls. And, I mean, it's just, I'm so amazed at how far sex and games have come. I really, really am.
Now, I never figured out in Dragon Age if you could have sex with more than one person. I think once you picked whoever you were going to pick, that was it. Which is kind of sweet and kind of not fun. Hello?
I'm still here.
How are you guys going to get quiet? somewhere? Did I lose the people?
Sorry, that brings up a topic, because I read the forums of Second Life all the time, and that was actually brought up recently. Why can't we have multiple partners? We can only partner one person. What if, I mean, as we've seen, love's not always just for two people. Sometimes it's for three or more. Why can't you have multiple partners?
I think that's a programming issue.
It is a programming issue, but I think Ginger brings up a good point, because if you're going to be so open and allow people to have, like, relationships as furries and have women partner women and men partner women, then why not embrace polyamory? Why not allow people to have more than one partner?
Look at people marrying dragons and go.
Exactly. If you're going to allow all of that, then why not go just embrace polyamory? Allow it to go one step farther.
Well, like I said, I think it's a programming issue. I don't think I think they would if they could, but I think that is a nightmare probably to institute. Imagine all the people that would have like 25 people that they were partnered to.
No, there should be a limit.
Well, see, these people are going to complain. Oh, I got 12 people and this stops at 11. You know, somebody's going to complain.
I know, but there still should be something else that you can do. You know, or maybe they can make like a group, a family group, and in their partner box they can put the family group. They could put the name of the group and have all their partners in the group. You know what I mean?
Ooh, girl, that's a programming nightmare. My head hurts trying to think about that.
it is feasible, but I think it should be done. If you're going to embrace all the other kinky shit you got going on in Second Life, why not go polyamory too?
Well, you know what they're going to say? We are technically not embracing it. You all made it. We just let you do it because we don't care.
You're letting it happen. Embracing it.
We're not going to add it in. If you want it, why don't you make a viewer that can do that? You know what they're going to tell you? Why don't you make a viewer?
But didn't they just... never mind. That's a whole other topic.
Well, you know how they roll in Second Life. If they're like, if we didn't make it, you want it, then you do it. But I like the idea. And as disturbing as I find it at the same time, because I just remembered I saw some girl marrying a dog. And See, this is what goes on in Second Life. Anyway, he was a very nice-looking dog. he
He was a very sweet looking dog. Such a cute pie. Such a cute little dog.
Like, he might have had a few fleas or some little things floating around. I wasn't really sure, but hey. Anyway, I think we're done talking. We did spill over into the other side, but y'all going to be all right.
Wait. Yeah.
Y'all going to be all right. So, anyway, make sure you keep your eyes on the site. Good stuff going on. You won't be able to see it unless you're logged in. Of course, you'll be able to see the pictures, and you'll click on them, and it'll say, you have to be registered to view this content. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. You want to read it? Better get registered.
Mm-hmm. And Thursday, we'll be talking about some of the stuff Snow was just mentioning, you know, the porn that you found. On those sites as well are games. Yes, there's a lot of sex games. And before, we would not tell you about them, but we are going to tell you about them Thursday. If these two don't blush themselves until they pass out because all the blood has drained.
Blush? The hell are you talking about? I will totally bring that. I will totally give details. Explicit details. Y'all, for real.
What did she say? You go, okay, you know what? I'm done with you, too. We need some music. Snow.
What?
We need some music. We need to go.
Oh, I got distracted by porn. Hold on.
Wow. Oh,
okay, I think, you know what? I know I play this one a lot, but it's so appropriate. Hold on. It's appropriate. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. And I hope you're here to get and then also, we have our regular show. We get a little good. We can't take it
from good.
Better keep an eye on your bowl. Knock them up tight.
Duke, sir, baby, Duke, sir.
You think that I'm a lady? You think that I won't fight? I'll make your eyes shine like a little gold moonlit night. Oh, you think you're my one and only, only sophisticated yoni to me. You got to love living while you're living all your own love life. I'm the high temptress, I'm honey brown. I'm the baddest bitch that ever hit the town. Cornbread woman. Do the one come for a ride? We get little girls, kiss the boys and make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. So let's get big. We get little girls, we're good to get some girly white. You better keep an eye on your bowls, and I'll come up tight.
You know I like it like that.